Hello and thank you for listening to episode 542 of 60MW. I'm Dave and this is another of our Sound Check 'Em Out shows. In fact, it's the 42nd of our Sound Check 'Em Out shows. And apologies, it's the first one of 2024. I can't believe that it's taken me into mid-March to get out the first Sound Check 'Em Out shows. If you're not familiar with these shows, these are the ones where I put into your ears some of the awesome rock music that we are sent on a daily basis. I could never keep up with all the amazing music that we're sent and I get to listen to. So this is my chance to feed back to you and go, this is a great band. This is a great song. Go and support them. Go and buy them. I say this in all of the shows. The best thing you can do with bands and artists today is to get out there, go and see them live, go and buy the music, go and buy the merch. And this one's a little bit different because all three of the artists that are featured in this episode have been interview guests on the show. So what I'll also do, in case you missed the interviews, I will link those shows in the podcast notes. So please have a look at there. And if you haven't listened to the interviews, please go and listen to them. And in one instance, you can also go and watch it on our YouTube channel as well. So subscriptions to not only our audio shows, but to our YouTube channel are greatly appreciated as well. So let's get on to the music. We're going to start with Bernie Marsden, the great, unfortunately late Bernie Marsden. He passed away last year. I was fortunate enough to see him live quite a good few times. In fact, he was the first gig I ever went to, 1981 Whitesnake, the Come and Get It tour. What a gig. What an amazing gig. And obviously, Bernie was amazing, as was the whole band. And he never let me down in all the years when I saw him live. I had the pleasure of meeting him in person and having a chat with him. He was an absolute gentleman, as he was when he was an interview guest. So again, please, if you haven't listened to that show, check out the podcast notes and go and listen to that. This is a song called Invisible, featuring Jamie Kyle. And I'm going to read out some of the blurb that we were given when we were sent this song. So it says, having earlier played guitar on a track for her new album, Bernie wrote Invisible with Jamie Kyle and was delighted when he heard her fine vocal performance on the track. The track is now released as the final Bernie Marsden single and is accompanied by a brilliant video that also features Jamie Kyle. Please go and watch that. I'll link to that in the podcast notes as well. Jamie tells us her feelings about working with Bernie. Co-writing and singing Invisible with Bernie Marsden was some kind of angel magic. It's an unstoppable song. The track and lyrics he sent me were inspiring. We both knew what adversity felt like growing up. Bernie is an icon and could have gotten anyone to sing lead on Invisible. The way things unfolded, no one could have guessed. We worked together on two different continents and we never even got to meet each other in person. I feel privileged that he invited me to work with him on what turned out to be his legacy album. And that's how you can have love for someone you've never even met. Jamie herself, she's been a recording artist since the 1990s. And for our UK listeners, Jamie is not only touring Europe in April, but she will be appearing in the UK at Firefest in Manchester on October the 12th. Hopefully, I will be there. The lineup, it's a three-day event. It's a great lineup. Please go and check it out. It's another one. I'll put a link to the podcast notes. You're going to be so busy checking out these podcast notes with all the links that are going to be into it. Hopefully, I'm going to be there on a Saturday because not only will Jamie be there and other great bands headlining that day is also Robin McCauley, a two-time guest on the show for interviews. So, if you've not got your tickets for that already and you're in the UK, Firefest Manchester, October the 12th. So it's the 11th, the 12th and the 13th. Anyway, I know these shows, it's usually not me talking as much as this, but there's a few bits of information I want to get out there to you. So I'm going to take a rest and you can turn it up and listen to Bernie Marsden, Invisible, featuring Jamie Kyle. No. That was Bernie Marsden, Invisible, featuring Jamie Kyle. Moving on to another previous guest, a two-time guest on the show, Adrian Vandenberg. So this is a band called Manic Eden, and the song I'm going to play is Can You Feel It? Now, Manic Eden released one album back in 1994, and Music Theory's Recordings mascot label group, they're going to reissue it on the 12th of April this year. It'll be released on CD, and it's also going to be made available digitally and on vinyl for the very first time. So, yeah, make sure you get your pre-orders in for that. And again, I'm going to read out a little bit of the blurb that we were sent, just to give you some of the background on the song and the band. It was 1993, and Whitesnake was on a hiatus. David Coverdale was working on an album with Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page. So Adrian Vandenberg, Rudy Sarzo, and Tommy Aldridge decided to put a band together. Remembering the time, Vandenberg says, "Rudy, Tommy, and I just came out of the glamorous 80s, having surfed the world's biggest stages on the waves of the multi-million-selling Whitesnake albums, 1987 and Slip of the Tongue. The expensive, polished Whitesnake videos had been all over MTV non-stop. Then the grunge scene hit." Oh my word, the grunge scene, which I've talked extensively about on many of our shows. Vandenberg wanted a more organic sound, one that reminded him of the bands he grew up listening to. Cream, Free, Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin and Mountain. "They still sound timeless and exciting and a bit rough around the edges," he continues. "Pretty much always recorded in a very short period of time, so the spontaneity, dynamics and emotion in the musicians' performances are right in your face. Mixed in such a way that the listener feels he or she is right there in the room while the band is playing." So the moment came for them to return to their roots, bluesy, honest, in-your-face and organic music. After a week or two of rehearsing in Palm Springs, they started working in a small, funky, authentic 70s recording studio in Los Angeles. They had recruited Ron Young, the singer from American hard rockers Little Caesar, to take on vocals for the recording. And Young came off the back of two acclaimed albums with Little Caesar and a cameo appearance in the Hollywood blockbuster movie Terminator 2. The band had already recorded the instrumental tracks, and Young adapted his vocal lines to the tracks. His instantly recognisable signature style fitted the songs and their approach perfectly. The recordings were done in about 2 weeks, 70s style. So here you go, a little blast from the past that is going to be re-released. If you missed it, got to admit, I missed this when it was released, so I'm happy that it's coming out. And going from this one song, it's going to be a great album. So again, sit back, turn it up, and here's Manic Eden, and Can You Feel It? Can you feel it? was Manic Eden and Can You Feel It? So we've had Bernie Marsden, guest on the show, Adrian Vandenberg, two-time guest on the show. Also mentioned Robbie McCauley, two-time guest on the show. We're going to finish with The End Machine and the song Black Hole Extinction. Hopefully you listened to my quite recent interview show with Jeff Pilson, one which is available on our YouTube channel, so you can watch us have a chat as well. Jeff had a lot to say about the making of the album and so on, as well as the usual tangents that I always go off on our interview shows. So I'm not going to read too much from the blurb that was sent, because I would rather you go and listen from Jeff himself about this album. All I will say, it's such a great album. I knew when Girish, the vocalist in the band, and the vocalist in Girish and the Chronicles, a band that I've been championing right from the very beginning when they first appeared. It's got everything. It's got everything. The vocals, the music, the melody, everything about it ticks every box for me. If you've been listening to these shows for a while, you'll know what boxes I like ticking when I'm listening to music. So I think this is a great song to end this show. So once again, please go out there, support these bands, go and see them live, buy their music, buy their merch, tell your friends about the bands as well. Just spreading the word that rock music is still alive and kicking and well, and will never go away. Long may it continue. So you've already got it turned up as loud as... Well, no, probably you haven't. You've turned it down because I'm just chopping away. You can turn it up now because I'm going to finish talking. So thank you for listening. We'll be back again with another show very soon. I'm not going to leave it 3 months before the next Soundcheck 'Em Out show. I've already got the next three songs lined up for you to listen to. So watch out for that getting into your ears very, very soon. So let's end it with The End Machine and Black Hole Extinction.
Repeat not the cryptic failures of the fallen angel humanity. Beware the shackles of greed. Beware the dark turn of technology. Be safe in the protective arms of Mother Nature. What was too late for us is not too late for you. Forge the rod of truth from the ashes of dissolution and beat the march of extinction.